Huntington Beach Union High School District will please come back to order. The board's been meeting in closed session regarding public employee appointment assignment, reassignment negotiations, and will be returning, no action was taken, and will be returning to closed session after the public meeting in order to discuss the public employee evaluation of our superintendent of schools under Government Code 54957. Would you please read us from the College of Allegiance? Thank you very much, Ms. Bertel. At this time, there's approval of the minutes. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes with respect to us? Hearing none, and seeing that there's a motion by Ms. Hernandez, a second by Mrs. Henry, would you please vote? Five ayes. Motion passes. Thank you. Board committee reports and activities. Mrs. Henry?
I'll try and keep my report brief. Along with the rest of the board, was more than happy to attend the classified awards dinner that we have every year. I'm always amazed at the party planning and just energy in the room every time they put together an end-of-the-year banquet. It's just amazing. I also was able to attend the Transition Services Recognition on May 1st at the Westminster Senior Center. And also, was I'll leave Dr. Ogata to, because I'm sure you're going to mention this. Project Hope Alliance honored us with a distinguished award for the year in their efforts against homelessness, and we were very honored to be able to attend that and celebrate with them their wins for this year as far as activities that they were able to carry out. So that was quite an honor for us. So that's my report. Thank you.
Briefly, I want to share, I visited Valley Vista High School last Friday to do a tour of the classes. It's really great to see, it's funny to see the student ownership model in practice and being able to talk to the students and see where they are right now, especially as they're finishing up their credit recovery for them this school year. But I also had a chance to visit Coast High School since it's right next door, and so I know that there were some concerns about the facilities, and there's been a lot of changes. It feels very homey. But I think it also starts to make sense in terms of the campus that we have with the different services there. So I'm really looking forward to the opportunities as we continue to complete that site and what's going to be available for our students, and the working conditions for our staff as well, that it looks a lot better than I think we'll be able to do there. I also was at Edison High School for the SciVac senior presentation, and so we did shift the program from this year, as I described it before, as like a Shark Tank when we were being presented that. This time it was more like a World Fair where they had the tables and we had a chance to judge their different projects. And so it's a testament, I think, to the what a great program SciVac is and the level of preparation that they have for college and career. Thank you.
Attended the DLAC, actually it was the last DLAC meeting of this school year, but what a transition from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. The growth, I think, in the participants, the parents of students who are limited or non-English speakers has been absolutely amazing. They did had student awards, they recognized their own officers and themselves. That's something that I don't recall ever happening in all the years I've attended DLAC meetings. I am just so pleased with that, and I commend staff for all the work they've done to bring it to the level it is. Also, I want to comment on the SciVac presentations too. It was like a trade show. It was like a commercial trade show. They had tables set up, and every 25 minutes they were doing a different presentation. But always say attending to a CyVax presentation just gives me such hope and faith in the future when I see these young people. I know we're going to be okay. That's my report.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I just wanted to make a short comment on our LCAP. We had our last meeting and we received the summary. And wow, what an outstanding year. It was just so gratifying to be working with, you know, the staff, the students, and the parents, and the comments and everything that were made, and just identifying what strong support systems we have for our students, the growth that our staff has been able to have, and how happy they were and gratified that they had those opportunities. We definitely came out with just here a culture of care and innovation and lots of program opportunities. And so I wanted to just give a shout out to Dr. Murray and Dr. Melissa Chan Anali and to Dr. Emmy Herrera. I mean, they've just over this year done an absolutely fabulous job, and it was really just an enjoyable experience. I also wanted to give a shout out to APA. Went to MMET's Retrofest. Made me want my MTV back again the way it was originally. I think it was absolutely the best that they've ever done, and I'm always just absolutely amazed at what our students do. I give a shout out to Mike Simon Simmons because he just does, you know, such a great job with the historical perspective and everything. And we have to hope he doesn't get a job in radio because he is really good. And then the other thing I wanted to also mention by Dr. Deschnell about the DLAC and how, you know, they are really working very well with our adult school. The other thing I wanted to mention with our adult school is I attended the luncheon with all of our industry partners. You know, they provide opportunities for our students there. And just so you know, we have 3,700 students in our adult school. Our partners donated through internships and everything $87,000 worth of aid to the adult school, which is really great. And, you know, just very focused on, you know, making you know, stronger connections. And also, you know, carrying over what we're trying to do with all of our students, you know, knowing them, making things individualized, it's carrying over to that as well. And there's so much participation, just really, really, just amazing and very heartwarming. And went to a lot of other stuff, but that's it.
Thank you very much. I think the audience already knows that this board does a lot on every campus, so. We try to keep our remarks really just to two or three things that have been going on, even though there's something every day of the week. Last time I didn't report on Coast to Coast because time was of the essence, but let me just tell you a bit about that meeting this time. We met on the East Coast in Washington, D.C. to talk about what was going on, and of course one of the biggest discussions that was going on was the whole issue of the demolition of the Department of Education. And just to give you a sense of the disorganization or the chaos is that they explained to us that all the people who are employed in the Department of Ed that are still left there, whether it's special ed or CTE people or whomever, they go in the morning to the Department of Education, to their own office, pick up their computer, get on a bus, and go to whichever other agency that they're assigned to, i.e. CTE goes to the Department of Labor, Special Ed goes to Health and Human Services. They find a place to work within those places. And they sit down and they try to do their job, even though half the time the computer system that they have, the internet doesn't work on the other guy's system. And this came, I would not normally talk about that kind of dysfunction, but I think that it comes to the issue here, that's why this district doesn't always get money on time from the federal government. They made it very clear to us that what was happening is that they can't get the money out for it. They're trying. But because of the breakdown in the computer system, they're not able to get the funding for special ed and all of that various programs. So it is really, I can't tell you how many people from both parties and no party got up and said, this is just pure chaos comparing this party with the other party. So, and it was enormously helpful to be there. And I talked to both of our legislators personally about what was going on and asked them to try and do something about it, recognizing that two of them against the world is not necessarily going to make a change, but at least if they can speak up. The horrendous things that are happening that affect every one of our children, it's really important that they be able to speak from an informed decision. And surprisingly, I got notes from the legislative staff thanking us for being there. That's the first time in all the years that I've gone back there. I'm usually the one writing the notes, thank you for listening to me. And this time they sent me the opposite, which was very helpful. The fun stuff that I did, I mean, that was fun. It was interesting and challenging. You know, I like a good fight, so that was good. But the really fun stuff was seeing our kids at the orchestra the other night playing Beethoven, very difficult pieces by Mahler and all, and the dance bolero. And they had a dance student come out and do, you know, it was so incredible. And then last night, I went to the junior musical program, and this, to my knowledge, and I've been in this district a long time, it's the first time this has ever happened. The juniors actually in the academy all wrote a script, and then the class voted, we read the scripts, and then the class voted on which script they would like to follow through with. They then completed putting together the entire program. Obviously, with the oldest side of their two teachers, but they put together the entire play, music by themselves, the staging, the management of it, the whole thing. It was incredible. To my knowledge, it's the first time that's ever happened. Now, when we talk about student voice, that student voice in action, it was amazing, absolutely incredible. And unfortunately, we're meeting tonight, so we can't go to 75%. Otherwise, we'd all be over there. Anyway, and the only other thing, which is really a small thing on one hand, but a big announcement, is that Dr. Dishner was honored last night by the PCSA with, I thought, the Golden Oak, but in fact, it's the second Golden Oak that this gentleman has done. So congratulations, it's really wonderful. Golden Oak is given for service to children in this community. Thank you. Let's move on then to an important part of our meeting. Ms. Bartel, would you tell us about all of our schools and what's going on? All right,
thank you.
This is your last evening with us, so we need pictures.
Okay, I'm sad to go, and I've loved hearing all of your words. Anyways, straight from the student at Fountain Valley, on May 21st, they will host their Coronet Award Ceremony at the HBHS Auditorium to honor Barron Excellence in areas of academics, athletics, performing arts, and leadership. The ceremony begins at 7 p.m. and they hope to see you there. And they are beyond excited for their Beauty and the Beast prom on May 30th at the Richard Nixon Library. There, they will announce their 2026 prom king and queen. And at Edison, on Friday, their Unified ASB is hosting their SAC prom from 6 to 8 p.m. and it's disco themed. And their spring sports are closing up their season with boys volleyball playing in CIF finals on Saturday at 6 at Cerritos College, and baseball plays at Damien on Friday. Softball is home on Friday with El Segundo. Four swimmers, Micah Balzer, Walter Diltz, Matthew Langford, and Holden Lee, qualified for state on Friday in Fresno. And finally, Harrison Timmerman qualified for CIS finals in track this evening. And at Huntington, APA's Off the Rack Costume Design Fashion Show is this Thursday at 7 p.m. in the Black Fox Theater. and they have multiple spring sports currently playing in CIF playoffs and championship games, and they wish luck to all of their Oiler athletes. And here at Marina, ESB is getting ready for our annual Viking Games, where seniors and freshmen team up against sophomores and juniors. They've been racking up points for blue and gold team all year, but at our final rally, May 22nd, with tons of games and activities, we will finally find out who wins. And coming up on May 30th is our prom. The theme is A Night in the Bayou at the House of Blues, and we're really excited to see who's crowned prom royalty. And at Ocean View, it's also their prom week. They have exciting and fun lunchtime activities planned with their nominees like Mystery Buckets and Head, Shoulders, Knees, Crown. I'm really interested to see what that is. And along with that, they have their Spirit Week and Rally on Friday with their Tangled Prom following on Saturday. On May 21st, they have their annual Golden Hawk Awards at Huntington Beach High School. Many students across the school are nominated and recognized in many different subjects. And last but not least, Valley Vista. Their new principal, Billy Wilson, has delivered their students an incredible opportunity for the first time ever. In cooperation with the Fountain Valley administration, he negotiated an agreement which allows their juniors and seniors to attend the Fountain Valley prom. Students are excited to sign up for this pioneering partnership. And on Wednesday, May 13th, their leadership class will collaborate with Sean Lopez's music class to deliver a luau to their campus in celebration of AAPI month. This fourth quarter fair will be a lunchtime festival for students and staff members. And that is everything from all the schools.
Thank you very much. And it's my understanding, Ms. Bartel, that this is your last meeting.
It is.
On behalf of the board, we really want to thank you for all the work that you've done all year to bring us a great message from all of our schools all year. We deeply appreciate that. And we have a few things for you, so including everything else, why the Simons family is here. So I'd ask them to come forward. I'm going to switch my microphone over here and ask the board to come down here, because, of course, we'll be doing some pictures. So Lily, would you come on over here? There's no public communication to the board tonight, so I'll move then to the superintendent's report. Dr. Ogata?
Thank you. Dr. Dischel, congratulations on earning the PTA Golden Oak Award.
Thank you. That really is quite an honor.
It's the highest honor you can receive in PTA.
I'm very appreciative. Thank you.
Sure. This month marks Employee Appreciation Month, and all the things that you all talked about tonight, from CYBACS to athletics to APA, all the things we do is because of our staff. And every day they should be given an appreciation award or a cookie. And I hope that our employees know that we so appreciate them so much. Because our staff knows the name, faces, and stories of our students, we're able to support more students. And as Trustee Henry said, that we did earn an award from the Project Hope Alliance, the nonprofit, because of the support that our staff provides to homeless youth. Our staff is able to identify kids in need and to refer them to our student support psychologist or mental health specialist, and then refers them to a place like Project Hope Alliance, where they can offer housing, food, and many other critical items for our students and families to survive. And it was sure an honor to be at that fundraiser and to receive that award. And just to thank all of our amazing employees for another great year. We're almost there, you guys. Another month, I think, right? We can do it, right? Can we? Okay. I think so. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your report. It's time now for the resolution on the biennial governing board elections. We've had all the backup material on that. Approval is recommended to adopt a resolution, an order of election and specifications of the election order, informing the Orange County Superintendent of Schools of the November 3, 2026 biennial governing board election pursuant to Election Code Section 5340. The County Superintendent of Schools is further ordered to consolidate the election in accordance with the Election Code Sections 5340 and 5342. Are there any questions regarding this? Is there a motion to adopt? Motion's made by Ms. Carey and seconded by Ms. Hernandez. All in favor, please vote. Will everybody please vote? And it is all in favor. Thank you very much. I vote. I'm so old-fashioned, I'm still used to voice and hand vote, so excuse me. In terms of the consent calendar, does any member wish to stand on the consent calendar? Seeing none and hearing none, is there a motion? Yes, there is. Dr. Dischel and seconded by Ms. Carey. Please vote. Thank you. 5-0. Yes. Consent calendar is adopted. Which takes us to new business.
I just have two things. One, you may or may not, and I apologize on behalf of CSBA, I don't know why they're running so slow these days, but today in your email there's a registration link for next Monday, May 18th, will be CSBA's May Revise webinar at 11 a.m. if you're available to listen in to that. And then I don't have the date in front of me, but Capital Advisors will be doing one in person at the Orange County Department of Ed. I think it's the following week. I'm sure Carol will send that out to us. And the second item is if the board's indulgence in 26 years, this next June meeting will be the second meeting that I will miss in 26 years. So we have a family commitment on the East Coast. So I will be definitely here on June 30th for our final adoption of LCAP and the budget, but I will have to miss the June meeting.
Thank you. Are you going to need any assistance in terms of all that backup that we get for that first meeting, Mrs. Henry? Or are you going to be okay? Just work it out with our staff if you would.
Yeah.
That one's always like this big.
Yeah, and Jean usually drops it into my mail slot. I'll be back before the second one. I'm just going to miss the meeting on the ninth. But you're right that the first half, it is incumbent on the second meeting. So, yeah, I'll talk to Jean to make sure that it gets dropped off because I will be back in plenty of time.
I just wanted to give a shout out to our district bus drivers for their exceptional performance at the rodeo. And if I understand correctly, several of them are moving on to the state level. And I know we just kind of take for granted that our kids are being transported safely and on time all the time. So I just wanted to give a shout out. That what an honor.
Nothing from me. Thank you.
Thank you. I just wanted to thank all of the union leadership for once again being here to hear what we have to say, because I think it's important that you attend and that you're able to take information back to your sites. And, of course, all of our audience, it's always nice to have an audience. Every now and then, we only have two or three people out there, so it's really nice to see you. And the only other thing is to thank Derek for keeping up with everybody, the staff, Ward, everybody, in terms of what went on with things. This has been an absolute nightmare, and I know for our students and our teachers, it was really a nightmare. So thanks so much to our IT department for all the support we got, including over the weekend, but we got emails for that. Dr. Rivera?
No new business. Thank you.
Thank you. Dr. Bryan?
Nothing. Thank you.
Ms. Green?
Nothing.
Dr. Murray?
I think, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much for this meeting. And the public part of the meeting is adjourned. And we are moving back to closed session. You'll recall in the beginning, I told you we would be going back in closed session for one more item in terms of consultation with the superintendent regarding her evaluation. I don't think there's any need for people to stay. Nothing is going to happen coming out of that. We'll just tell you what time we got out. Thank you very much. See you in June.